recap of Sunday's readings, it's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And today's homily highlight is from Father Ralph Recker, St. Mary's Catholic Church in Mount Angel.
In the readings today, there seems to be a whole lot of anointing going on. In the first reading, Samuel has gone to Jesse's house to seek a king for the people. The Lord told him that he has chosen one of his sons, so Samuel has his oil flask ready at hand. And being the youngest of seven sons, I love what happens next. Jesse parades all the big burly boys by Samuel, but God has chosen none of them. It is the youngest, the ruddy youth tending the flock, whom the Lord favors. He is anointed, and the Spirit rushed upon David. Anointing is a very sacramental thing. At baptism, the head of the baptized is anointed with the chrism of salvation, with the prayer, "As Christ was anointed priest, prophet, and king, so may you always live as a member of his body, sharing everlasting life." Anointing is also done at the sacrament of the sick, at the direction of St. James. He says in his letter, "Are there any who are sick among you? Let them send for the priest of the church, and let the priest pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick persons, and the Lord will raise them up. And if they have committed any sins, their sins will be forgiven them." So anointing offers strength and forgiveness. And chrism oil is also used to anoint the priest, the hands of a priest at ordination, to consecrate them for the action that they are to do. Which takes us to the responsorial psalm. It's Psalm 23, in which it's not David, but the Lord who is our shepherd. And he spreads a table before us and anoints our heads with oil. Now we're moving from baptism to the Eucharist. Since we were anointed at baptism and filled with the Spirit, we are invited to enter even deeper into a relationship with the Lord. He is inviting us to dinner, the most intimate, incredible meal you could imagine. Do you really realize what happens here at this altar? We'll come back to that. First, let's look at the gospel. Jesus makes clay with dirt and spittle and anoints the eyes of the blind man. He tells him to wash, and he is now able to see. He could literally personify the persons St. Paul is referring to in his letter to the Ephesians. "You were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord." Is this another sacramental reference? Well, perhaps not directly, but it could be referenced to some of the RCIA candidates who are coming into full communion with the church this Easter. Through some conversion experience, they have been enlightened, and through a period of catechesis, they've been fully educated in the faith. You see, without Jesus in our life, we aren't just in darkness, we are blind. Nothing in the world makes any sense. There is no reason for there to be something instead of nothing. But as the Archbishop says in his current video campaign, Jesus changes everything. Look at how St. Paul says the people who don't know Jesus live. They engage in fruitless works of darkness. He says it is shameful even to mention the things done by them in secret. And in some sense, you can't hold them too culpable for their actions. they don't really know any better. I mean, can you fault a blind person for bumping into things? But with enlightenment comes responsibility. We must live as children of light, for light produces every kind of goodness and righteousness and truth. We must learn the truth and live it out. A few years ago, there was a Pew poll taken, and it was found that more than half of Roman Catholics don't believe in the real presence of the body and blood of Jesus Christ in the Eucharistic bread and wine. They think it's a symbol. That's why I asked if you really realized what happens here. Bread and wine really do become the body and blood of Christ. Now, it doesn't become some slaughterhouse scene. They maintain the appearance of bread and wine, but they transubstantiate by the grace and power of God into the substance of God. And then we consume that body and blood, and by the grace and power of God, we deify. We become the body of Christ. We become children of light. We become light. If you really understand that, I don't see how you could ever miss another Sunday Mass, no matter how bad my homilies might be. But we do have to have the eyes of faith to believe this. Let Jesus anoint them, wash them, and be made to see. He has anointed our heads with oil. He is about to spread the table before us. Take that step beyond the physical appearance. See the mystical. Believe the spiritual. Today, become what you eat. Become the body of Christ.
And that is today's homily highlight from Father Ralph Recker from St. Mary's Catholic Church down in beautiful Mount Angel, Oregon.